Yeah, I suppose it's for safer travel for children going to schools. The roads are a lot busier now. There's a lot more traffic, a lot more heavy goods vehicles. So obviously the safer routes, the better. And it's good to see that there's an active travel programme which are going to do a safe school run.
And what safety issues for students have been raised to lead you to this motion?
Again, it's just, I suppose, an influx of cars now, people speeding around them. And I suppose you have to have, you look at cycle lanes, they're fairly tight, cars, people get frustrated when they're driving. So it's to try and get people safer to work, to schools, whatever way it has to be.
And how will the council decide which areas or which schools need improvements first?
Well, I suppose they're in discussions with the NTA and Chaska, so it's good to see that there is a plan being implemented. So I suppose when they deal with the schools or all the stakeholders, it'll be a lot easier to see which ones has to come first. Mainly the ones in town are being dealt with. So as soon as we get an update on the list, it'll be good to see.
And is the mid-2026 timeline realistic for completing the safety plan and starting improvements?
Hopefully, like they said, there is a plan being formulated. So when we get an update on that, I suppose we'll have a better timeline of events. Hopefully mid-2026, because, again, like I said, there's a lot more cars on the roads now than there was when the kind of bicycle lanes first came into effect, or more pedestrian crossings that are needed.